Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of 5-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2982, and today's date is January 26, 2023, and the title of the episode is "The Public Will Demand the D-Class Docs, Scare Event Agenda Pushed, Peacemaker in Place." Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, it seems they have been countered by El Salvador. Remember El Salvador? They decided to take on Bitcoin, and they're moving away from the fiat currency, moving towards Bitcoin. Doesn't mean they actually went all out with Bitcoin. They are in the process of doing this. I do believe they have an insurance policy just in case the fiat currency is absolutely worthless. Now, we know the central banks, they don't want the people around the world to see what it's like to have no central bank, because they don't want the people to see a country operate without a central bank where the people of that country are not borrowing the currency with interest attached. Because if the people around the world actually saw a country where they were creating their own currency, they weren't borrowing it, there was no payback, the country would do absolutely incredibly well. Plus, the corruption level would drop dramatically. Why? Because you don't have an open-ended credit card. And this is something the central bank never, ever wants anyone to see. And I do believe what's happening right now is that the people of this world, they are going to eventually see it. Remember, they've been playing it up that El Salvador is doomed. They won't be able to make their repayments on their loans to the IMF. It's not going to happen. They went to Bitcoin. It's going to be a complete and utter disaster. Well, it seems that this didn't happen. The fake news was putting out article after article after article, letting everyone know this. But it seems El Salvador, they were able to pay back their loan. Now, this is going to be a problem for the central bank. Actually, the central bank, the fake news, they were just countered. And they were putting a lot of pressure trying to make the people around the world, they wanted them convinced that this cannot never, ever happen. Now, what do you think is going to happen when countries start to move away from the private central bank? When they decide, you know something, we're not going to go to the central bank digital currency. We're going to decide we're going to actually go back to our national currencies, maybe even go back to the gold standard and actually issue the currency pegged to the gold standard that we are on right here in our country. And we're going to remove the private West Central Bank. Well, this would be a complete and utter disaster for the private West Central Bank because they don't want the people to see that. Because once they see it, they're going to start to understand that the private West Central Bank does not benefit the people. It doesn't help the economy. It doesn't help the economy grow. It actually hurts the economy and actually pushes the people down. And this is something that they've been trying to push back on for a very, very long time. But I do believe what's going to happen as we enter this crisis, as we move into a place where people are looking around going, okay, we're in some type of recession, depression. What's going on here? I lost my job. Everything's very expensive. What's happening? And I do believe at this point, the people are going to start to really push back and people are going to say, you know something, we need something different. And we don't need the Green New Deal. We don't need the private West Central Bank. We don't need a controlled central bank digital currency. We don't need any of that. We need something that's going to make our economy grow. We're going to need something that is going to bring back industry. We're going to need something that is going to benefit the people. And I do believe in the end, this is what the Patriots are going to deliver. The Patriots are going to show the people you can either go with the central bank or you can go with the individual that's been telling the truth, that has rebuilt the economy before. He can do it again, actually a lot better without the central bank. And the people then are going to make a decision. And I do believe that time is approaching. And as the economy completely falls apart, more and more people are going to wake up to this and the people are going to actually start to push back because look what's happening out in the economy. I know Biden's out there saying everything's incredible. Everything's bouncing back. Everything looks great. But look, fuel prices are starting to move up. Everyone sees inflation in the supermarkets. Egg prices are very, very expensive. And yes, we know there's other agendas associated with the high egg prices. And yes, there's other information coming out that Bill Gates a long time ago invested in artificial eggs. And I wouldn't be surprised if they are doing something to make the chickens or whatever not lay eggs. Actually, there was a farmer out there, don't know if this is really true or not, but they started to notice that their chickens and other people's chickens, they weren't laying eggs and they were all using the same feed. And when they started to allow their chickens to roam free and eat the grass and things like that, they started to lay eggs again. So I wouldn't really be surprised if something was happening there. But again, it's not confirmed. But we know that the egg prices, they have gone up. Food has gone up because we know what the World Economic Forum wants us to do. They want us to eat bugs. They don't want us eating meat. They don't want us eating chickens. They don't want us eating natural eggs. They don't want us eating anything like that. And we can see that they've been pushing their agenda for a very long time. But what people realize and they can see and they experience is that things are getting more expensive. And as they get more expensive, it makes it harder for people to live, especially with people who are being laid off and with fuel prices moving up. And this is going to make it very difficult for people. Now, look at the housing market. The housing market is not doing that great. Remember, the Fed has been raising rates, which makes it very difficult for people to get into the market or stay in the market. And people are canceling their mortgage applications, and it's not going too well for the housing market. So new home sales, they surprised once again by rising 2.3% month on month, dramatically better than the 4.4% decline expected. However, that surprise was due to a huge downward revision in November data from a 5.8% surge in new home sales to just 0.7%. So they just shifted the numbers to make it look like things are doing okay. But that pushed the drop in new home sales down to 26.6% year on year. This is the worst drop since October of 2021. And it appears the rebound in mortgage applications and reversal lower in mortgage rates has run out of juice for the new home buyer. When you look at the cancellations, they're running at a higher rate than at the peak of the 2008 financial crisis. And when you look at the graph and you can see the cancellation and the canceled contracts, it's running about 68% or so. And if you go back to 2021, the fourth quarter of 2021, it was at 13%. If you go back to 2020, fourth quarter is about 14%. If you go all the way back to 2017, fourth quarter, it was 28%. So this has gone up quite a bit. And we know why, because the Fed has been raising rates. It's pushing a lot of people out of the market. And those first-time home buyers, they can't purchase the homes. And especially when you're starting to see layoffs all over the place. So that means people are not going to expand. They're going to contract. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Now, like we said before, in the beginning of this report, we had El Salvador and the fake news was out there. The IMF was out there saying, and they printed a lot of articles saying that El Salvador was going to default on its debt because of Bitcoin. The New York Times wrote, a poor country made Bitcoin a national currency. The bet isn't paying off. The Washington Post published an op-ed warning that El Salvador's condition and how they could default. Well, guess what? They didn't default. El Salvador's president revealed that El Salvador is paying out the bond in full with interest. He is now calling out the media and has the receipts. And this is what he tweeted out. He said the following: in the past year, almost every legacy international news outlet said that because of our Bitcoin bet, El Salvador was going to default on its debt by January 2023, since we had an $800 million bond maturing today. And there's tons of articles. And he said, they all said that without striking an IMF new deal, we're going to be unable to pay our 2023 bond because our Bitcoin losses. I have the receipts. We paid it off. And once again, the fake news is completely wrong. The IMF didn't want the people of this world to see this. And the people are seeing this. Can you imagine what would happen if El Salvador decides to remove itself from the entire fiat system and they decided, you know something? We're not going to borrow money anymore from the IMF. We're going to actually take Bitcoin or gold and we're going to use that instead. Instead of borrowing the money, we're going to actually use the currency right here. And we're going to use it and we're going to separate ourselves from the private West Central Bank. How do you think the country's going to do? Well, if they don't have loans, there's no interest. If there's no interest, well, it means that they can save quite a bit of money, which means that money can go back into the economy. And this is something the private West Central bankers don't want anyone to see, because once the people of this world see this, it is game over for them. Now, let's take this a step further. Since we're entering a crisis, and I do believe Trump and the Patriots are going to be using this crisis to move us away from the private West Central Bank. And I don't mean as soon as the crisis hits, they're going to say, okay, let's shift everyone. I do believe they're going to have certain things in place and we're going to be moving away from the private West Central Bank. Now, if the United States moves away from the private West Central Bank and the United States no longer borrows the currency from the Federal Reserve and the Federal Reserve is removed from the picture and the United States is now on the gold standard, how well do you think the United States is going to do? I do believe with Trump at the helm and the central bank in the spotlight with this crisis that's occurring, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think there's going to be an investigation into what the Federal Reserve has been doing for this entire time? Do you think the investigation is going to show that there's criminal activity? Do you think the Federal Reserve is going to actually allow an investigation? Or are they going to say, okay, listen, if you don't want us in existence anymore, what you can do is you can vote and we will remove ourselves. You just pay us back what you owe us. And I do believe at this point, I don't think it's going to be that difficult to do. Yes, the central bank will fight back, but once we remove the central bank, what do you think the economy is going to look like? Because now we're not borrowing all this currency. Now we don't have all this interest. Now, since we're not borrowing and it's not just an open-ended credit card, all these individuals in Congress and all their ridiculous entitlement programs, they completely disappear. Why? Because there's no money for that. We have to concentrate and use the money that we have on very specific things, which means there's no money laundering, which means there's checks and balances. And we, the American people, we're not on the hook for all of this with interest attached. Yes, we're on the hook for the principal, but there is no interest because this is the people's money. And what do you think is going to happen to this economy? This economy is going to flourish like we've never, ever seen before. Because what does this get rid of? It gets rid of inflation. It gets rid of the corruption. It gets rid of the Congress just spending like crazy on ridiculous things, which means you can build the country up. You can give corporations certain incentives. You can give the manufacturers incentives to come back to the United States. And I do believe this is exactly what's going to happen. Now, once the United States shows the rest of the world, look what happens when you get rid of the private Western Central Bank. What do you think the rest of the world is going to do? They're going to say, holy crap, we might as well do the same thing they're doing because look how well they're doing. Now, once again, don't think that the private Western Central Bank is just going to say, oh, okay, you know what? We give. You got us. No, they're going to try to do whatever they possibly can to stop this. They don't want to lose control. This is why the World Economic Forum said in the next 2 years there's going to be a cyber attack. This is why they're trying to push a war. They're trying to do anything they possibly can to try to shut this down because they know once they lose the private Western Central Bank, everything else completely falls apart. And that is the problem with our economy today, not just our economy, the world's economy. And the people now just saw out in El Salvador something the central bank doesn't want anyone to see. And it's going to get a lot worse for them because I do believe El Salvador is going to start to shift away from all fiat. And I do believe that is coming very, very soon. And I do believe here in the United States, we're also going to see that. And soon, the central bankers are going to be in trouble. And this is why they're doing everything they possibly can to stop this. Remember, in going back in time, what do they really want? They really wanted a war. They wanted death, destruction. Why? To move us into a new system. This way, no one will be paying attention. But now everyone's paying attention. And this time, it's not going to work. This time, it's going to fail. Remember, this is the third private Western Central Bank in this country. The first one, the Congress said, you know something? We don't like how this is working out. We're not renewing your charter. This doesn't help the country. The second time around, Andrew Jackson campaigned on getting rid of the central bank. The third time now with the Federal Reserve, which is the central bank, the private West Central Bank of this country, I do believe Trump, and this is why he had Andrew Jackson hanging in his office in the White House, it is now his time to remove the private West Central Bank. And I do believe this is the direction we're heading in right now. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of 5-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they realize that they have completely lost control. Everything that they tried to do to Trump did not work. All the censoring and everything like that, that didn't work. And the truth now is coming out and people are starting to realize who the real criminals are. And this is why you can see the deep state players moving to that scare event. And remember, we have two things coming up. We have the World Economic Forum. They're letting everyone know that in the next 2 years is going to be a cyber attack. And here we have Biden out there who said he wasn't going to send tanks because that was going to start World War III. We could be talking about that in just a sec, is sending tanks over to Ukraine. And it looks like they're trying to push some type of war. And we know that this is part of their 16-year plan, because when all the information comes out, when everyone starts to see who the real criminals are, who's treasonous, and people start to learn what they actually did, while Trump was in the White House. Yes, they did a lot of treasonous things before Trump, but think about all the things they did to try to stop Trump while he was in the White House, stop him from being reelected. The people are going to start to realize, holy crap, it's all the same people. All of these people, and we're talking about presidents, we're talking about vice presidents, we're talking about the FBI, DOJ, we're talking about the CDC, we're talking about the FDA, we're talking about all the different agencies within government. And then add on top of that, corporations, foreign entities, you name it. People are going to start to learn that, yes, these are all the people. These are the people that are treasonous to this country. These are the people that actually overthrew the United States government. Now, they don't want this information coming out. Yes, it's being dripped out now. Yes, they're just ignoring it, or they're using it to get rid of Biden, hopefully, because they think that if we can get rid of him, sideline him, everything would just completely disappear, just like we did with Cuomo. We removed him. All optics are off of him completely. We removed him for a lesser crime. Okay, now everything is good. But this is not going to go away, because it's not just Biden. It's not just what he did. It leads up to Obama. It leads up to Clinton. It leads up to Soros. It leads up to all the unelected individuals that are hiding in the shadows. This goes much, much further than just Biden. So this time it's not going to work just by getting rid of him. Now, they're still going to do this. I think Biden is probably going to fight back because he doesn't want to leave, because how is his presidency going to look? But I think as things get a lot worse, I think we're going to see dementia start to really kick up. And all of a sudden he's going to say, okay, this is getting too unbearable right now. There's too much information coming out, especially when the prosecutor, you know, drops the bomb about Hunter Biden's laptop, when the House starts to investigate. Yes, he does have a certain period of time, but that time gap is closing right now. And the other deep state players, they know this, and they know they need to get rid of him very, very quickly. And I do believe this will be coming very soon. But think about everything else that they're doing. I think they also realize that as the information comes out, and especially when Durham comes back on the scene and the House starts to really investigate, and one thing leads to another and another and another, and they start implicating all these different people into what has been going on here, especially with the Fauci files, especially with the censorship that we've been learning. Think about the declassified documents that Trump has. Think about all this information. They know in the end that this is going to be a complete and utter disaster from actually it's going to bring down their entire system. And that's what Trump and the Patriots are doing right now. They're exposing the entire system. So what are they planning on? And you could see the plan is actually moving in that direction. We already have the World Economic Forum telling everyone there's going to be a cyber attack, which means there's going to be a communication blackout. And yes, this is also going to be used to try to bring us into the Great Reset, because they're going to try to, you know, mess up the financial situation, because they realize they don't have a war. They don't have anything. So they're going to have to use a different tactic. Now, on the other hand, we also have the D's and the treasonous criminals. They're also saying, holy crap, you know, we need to actually distract everyone from what's going on here, and we need to start something else up. And that's why they are pushing World War III. And I do believe in the Q post, it let us know that there's going to be a scare necessary event. Now, Trump is already letting us know that we must end this war. And think about what Trump has done since he was in the White House and after the White House. He stopped all the wars. He stopped it all. And now he's telling everyone that we need to stop this before it goes any further. And the only reason the deep state is doing this is, yes, all their treasonous crimes and everything like that, but they're also losing in Ukraine. They're not winning. The fake news is putting out fake information about who's winning in Ukraine. It's actually Russia. They're the ones who are winning. They're the ones who have the upper hand. They're the ones who are destroying the deep state layer. And they know that once Putin takes complete and utter control and Ukraine is done for, it's game over for them. So what do they got to do? They need to push their scare event. But I do believe we've been told about this. We know it's going to look scary. We know it's going to look like World War III. But I do believe Trump is going to step in and be the peacemaker. You're going to see on one side, you're going to see the rhinos. You're going to see the deep state players, the D's, pushing for war. And you're going to see Trump pushing for peace. And yes, I do believe he's going to be stepping in, negotiating peace. We've seen this before in the past, and I do believe we're going to see it again. We're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later and what's going on. But first, what's very interesting, and we mentioned this a couple days ago where we had all these different fake news outlets like the Associated Press, New York Times, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, CNN, Fox, CBS, ABC, NBC, and the rest. They were pushing to get the videotape of what happened with Paul Pelosi. They were suing for this information. And now a San Francisco judge has granted a motion to release the San Francisco Police Department body cam footage of the Paul Pelosi attack and other evidence sought by a coalition of these news organizations. Now, the question is this going to be the raw tape? Are we going to see the CCTV tapes, or is this just the body cam footage? And is it going to be altered, or is this going to be the raw footage? Because we've seen with the January 6th footage, the FBI steps in, puts in a little glitch or makes it blurry and does whatever they have to do, cut parts out, and we don't see the whole thing. So we'll have to see if this information is going to be the raw information, not the edited information. Remember, the San Francisco District Attorney, they fought to keep the footage under seal. Pelosi must be sweating right now. She must be panicking right now. And this is going to be very interesting when this comes out. Now, there is no time stamp on this, when this is going to come out. They didn't say it's going to come out on Wednesday. They didn't say it's going to come out on Thursday. We'll have to see when this is produced. But what's very interesting about this is that this ruling, of course, again, came out after the midterms. Isn't it amazing? They hold everything back until after the midterms. And once the midterms are over, now all of a sudden you can see that, oh, Biden has classified documentation. Oh, we can now see the video footage of what happened in Pelosi's house. It's just absolutely unbelievable. Now, the other thing that's unbelievable is that we know that Biden is nominating certain individuals to different positions, and he nominated individuals for a federal judgeship. Now, the judicial nominees, they were being asked questions, and one of the questions was coming from Senator John Kennedy, and he was asking Charnel Jelkengren some questions. Now, if you're going to be a judicial nominee and you're going to become a federal judge, you would think that you should know some of these questions. So he asked the first questions and he said, "Judge, tell me what Article 5 of the Constitution does." And she says, "Well, I'm not really familiar with Article 5 right now. Article 5 is not coming to mind at the moment." "Okay, how about Article 2? "Neither is Article 2. Now, Senator Kennedy scratched his head and tried another one. "Okay, do you know what purposivism is?" And she says, "In my 12 years as an assistant attorney general and my 9 years serving as judge, I was not faced with this precise question." So this individual who's a judicial nominee can't answer any of these questions. Now, this is very interesting because right there, it tells me that these people probably are not qualified to be in this position. And actually, if you really start to think about it, anyone that is elected to government, I think we should put something into place where they need to take some type of test and answer the questions about the Constitution. Because now what we see all these individuals out in government, you know, they're the swamp. We see governors, we see mayors. They're all pushing legislation, or they're pushing other type of rules or executive orders or whatever they're pushing. And it seems that they're always against the Constitution. I think before people run for election, they run for a certain government spot, they should take some type of exam or be questioned about the Constitution, because they should know the Constitution backwards and forwards, because now they're going to be a government official, which is elected by we the people, and they should understand the law of the land. Because if they don't understand the law of the land, they don't understand the Constitution like this individual, how are they going to do their job? Remember, they take an oath. They take an oath to defend and uphold the Constitution. But if you don't know anything about the Constitution, how do you do this? And shouldn't we make sure that these people are actually qualified to be in these positions? Because they should know what they're swearing to. Because this is the contract between we the people and them. And they answer to us. So I just want to make sure that you understand this contract. I mean, if you're going to sign any contract and you're going to take a position, or you're going to, you know, buy a house, get a car. Don't you read the contract? Don't you understand what it's all about? Don't you understand what the payments are all about? Or do you just close your eyes and just sign it? Well, if they're going to take this very, very important position, they should know everything about it. And the people should see that they know what they're getting into. And I do believe this should be added because, as we can see with these judicial nominees, they have no clue what's going on. And you know what we get when people have no clue and don't really support the Constitution? We get people like Adam Schiff. We get people like Representative Swalwell, Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Dianne Feinstein, and Biden and the rest. Go down the line. It's all of them. But Adam Schiff, he's panicking right now. He's predicting that political operatives in the U.S. intelligence community will not assist the House Intelligence Committee. Is that because they're part of the deep state? Is that because if they did cooperate, it would incriminate them? Most likely, yes. And it's funny because Adam Schiff, he is out there saying, listen, McCarthy, he removed me. It wasn't right. It's a political hit. And actually, Kevin McCarthy, he responded to all of this. He responded to Adam Schiff, Swalwell, and the rest. And he said, Adam Schiff lied about Russian collusion, about Hunter Biden's laptop, about knowing a whistleblower. Eric Swalwell had a relationship with a Chinese spy. They are disqualified from serving on the House Intelligence Committee. Absolutely. So what did Adam Schiff do? He decided to go to TikTok. He decided to make his plea on TikTok about why he was kicked off and how he's running for the Senate right now. And he's asking for donations. Now, think about it. This House representative who was on the Intelligence Committee, I think he was the chairman, is now on TikTok, and TikTok is run by China. Why did he go to TikTok? I mean, think about it. Other governors, and Trump, actually, when he was in the White House, he banned TikTok from all government workers. Actually, there's a lot of governors out there that are doing this right now. In Florida, in South Dakota, many other places. And Senator Josh Hawley, he just introduced a bill banning TikTok from the U.S. So Senator Hawley is introducing legislation to ban social media app TikTok from distribution in the United States. Hawley announced a bill on Twitter early on January 24th, saying that the app gives China communist regime a means of violating the privacy of Americans, including children. So why would Adam Schiff put out a message on TikTok? I think we have our answer right there. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see from what happened with the classified information at Joe Biden's house, it's leading people to now search through Hunter Biden's emails, and people are finding information showing that Hunter Biden most likely sold the contents of the classified documents found in Joe Biden's garage, because we know that Hunter Biden had access to this, and we know that he probably did do this. Now, people are scouring through the emails, finding links right now, and saying, yes, it looks like this is what's been happening. But the other thing that's very interesting right now is Rudy Giuliani. Remember, he had the Hunter Biden laptop hard drive. They said it was completely fake. They said it was Russian disinformation. Rudy Giuliani was out there telling everyone, no, it's not. I have the hard drive. I have the evidence. I met with the people out in Ukraine. Yes, he's been dealing with Ukraine. And now we come to find out that he has classified information. And yes, his classified information revolves around all those documents that have to do with Ukraine, Iran, and everything else. But Giuliani, he put something out that's very interesting on Twitter. He said, where's Hunter? No, really. Where's Hunter? So where is Hunter right now? Has anyone seen him? Does anyone know where he is? This is very interesting because now we have the House Oversight Chairman, James Comer. He announced an investigation into Hunter Biden's art selling scheme. He sent a letter to Hunter Biden's art dealer, Georges Burgess, seeking information on anonymous purchasers of Hunter Biden's garbage artwork. And the Committee on Oversight and Accountability is investigating Joe Biden and his family's foreign and domestic influence peddling schemes. So right now they're looking into what has been going on with the art, because we know the artwork, this is how they launder money. You put up a piece of crap and you have them pay a lot of money, and this is how you can launder the money, and this is how you can get paid for, you know, classified information. Oh, no, I sold art. I didn't sell any classified information. It was really art. Or was that money that he was receiving really for the classified information? really think about this right now. So now they're looking into that. And this is going to be very interesting because you can see, as the fake news would say when they used to talk about Trump, the walls are now closing on them. Remember, Trump and the Patriots, they have all the leverage. They have the documentation. They have the facts. They have the emails. They have Hunter Biden's laptop. And everything is pointing to them. They projected everything that they did onto Trump. And it, now it's turning on them. This is the year of the boomerang like we've never seen before. It's absolutely unbelievable. And it, you could see that Trump and the Patriots, they have all the leverage. They have everything on their side. And as the people learn more from the Twitter files, as people learn more from the prosecutor who's going to come out with information about Hunter Biden's laptop, as people learn more about the House investigations and that information drips out, this is a no-win situation for the Bidens right now. It's a no-win situation for the D's and the deep state players. It's a no-win situation for the FBI, DOJ, and the rest. They are trapped in their narrative. And now it's completely falling apart. And I do believe Trump, every step of the way, every step, that every drip, everything that's coming out, they're feeling pain every single time. Drip pain. That's what they're feeling right now. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. And the people are watching this in real time, and people are asking a lot of questions. They want more and more answers because things aren't making sense, and they want to know what's going on here. And now the people, what are they learning? They're learning about classified, who can classify, who can declassify, who controls all of this, NARA? What's the Presidential Records Act? They're learning all about this. And this is the education that the people need to move forward. We'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the border right now, because it seems there's about 19 attorney generals who oppose the DHS Immigration Parole Power Program. So Attorney General Daniel Cameron has joined a 20-state coalition in a lawsuit to stop the Department of Homeland Security from operating a new program, which he says would unlawfully use immigration parole power and allow a surge of illegal immigrants into the United States. Instead of adopting a thorough plan to address the crisis at the border, the Biden administration has developed a program that allows hundreds of thousands of immigrants into the United States. This policy threatens the safety of our communities, exacerbates the opioid crisis, and would place added strain on Kentucky and other states. So in their complaint, the attorney general argues that the Homeland Security Program is unlawful because it does not comply with the limitations outlined by Congress for the use of parole power for immigration. Congress has set clear limitations for this power, determining it may only be used on a case-by-case basis for urgent humanitarian reasons or significant public health. And that's not what it's being used for. And they are fighting back. So Cameron joined the attorney generals from Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Florida, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, and Wyoming. And they're all together in this. Now, this is going to be very interesting as we move forward, because we know the deep state players, what do they want? They want to bring as many illegals in as possible, but remember, the states can push back. The states actually have the power. The states have shown in the past how much power they actually have. Remember, the founding fathers, they didn't put all the power in the federal government. They put all the power with the states and at the lower levels. And I do believe the states are going to win out in this, just like they're winning out on everything else. If you think about it, think about all the lawsuits that we have seen, and think about the lesson and how the people are being educated about the Constitution. Think about everything the Biden administration has pushed and all the other governors and mayors and things like that, but all their draconian, unconstitutional laws. What are the people seeing right now? All they're seeing right now is, look, they push something, it's unconstitutional. They push another thing, it's unconstitutional. They're seeing this over and over and over. And then they see the government working with big tech to actually violate the Constitution. So the people are getting a lesson in the Constitution and how the deep state players don't recognize the Constitution, they don't follow the contract, and they don't care about it. This is what the people are learning, and this is waking people up like we've never seen before. And remember, we're still seeing censorship here. They haven't stopped. Remember, AT&T, who owns DirecTV, they removed OANN, and now they removed Newsmax. Well, Trump, he responded to this because this is censorship at a different level right now. It's still censorship. It's still being probably pushed by government. And this is a violation, just like we saw a violation with all the big tech companies. This is what he put out. Wow. AT&T DirecTV removes Newsmax from its channel lineup. This is disgusting. Moves comes after deplatforming OAN last year. The radical left seems to have taken over the mind and soul of AT&T. This is a big blow to the Republican Party and to America itself. For DirecTV to drop very popular Newsmax without explanation will not be accepted. I, for one, will be dropping all association with AT&T and DirecTV, and I have plenty. This is just one of the many reasons why we must win in 2024. And really think about what he said here. He has a line in here, and he says, the radical left seems to have taken over the mind and soul of AT&T, which tells you it's the deep state players that are pushing this agenda, which means it's most likely the FBI, DHS, and other corrupt individuals in government that are pushing all of this. And that reminds me of post 873. This is March 7, 2018. And down below it says the following. Nothing to do with AT&T. Must be regulated to prevent censorship and narrative push. So think about this right now. Think about what they're doing, because they understand that a lot of people watch OAN, a lot of people watch Newsmax, and they're trying to cut this off. They don't want people to see this. They only want people to see their point of view, their narrative. And this is why they're panicking over Twitter. This is why they're panicking over Truth Social. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is that Facebook and Instagram, they're letting Trump back on that platform. And they're out there saying that, listen, we're not going to ban anything. Even if there are QAnon people, there's no such thing as a QAnon. There's Q and Anons. But we're not going to do anything with them. We're not going to censor. We're not going to do anything. I have a very funny feeling that this might be a trap, because it seems that they want people on there. They want Trump to come back to Facebook, because look what Business Insider put out. It says, now that Trump can return to Facebook, Truth Social could be all but doomed. So since Meta revoked Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts indefinitely, Trump now can go back on these platforms, which means that he's going to have to break his exclusivity with Truth Social to go back on Facebook, right? And they're hoping, I think, that he does this. I mean, I don't know if he has a clause or something in his contract, but he said with Twitter, I'm staying on Truth Social. I love Truth Social. Now, does he have the same thing with Facebook and Instagram? Maybe, maybe not. But they're trying to say that if he starts going on Facebook and Instagram, Truth Social is going to go down the hill. It's going to collapse. And then Trump's going to be stuck on Facebook and Instagram. And then eventually when something happens, they'll ban him once again. I do believe this might be a setup for Trump, where they're trying to get him off of Truth Social, trying to bring Truth Social down. Is this going to work? I don't believe so. I think Trump is a little bit smarter than that. But he did put this out on Truth Social. He said the following, Facebook, which has lost billions of dollars in value since deplatforming your favorite president, me, has just announced that they are reinstating my account. Such a thing should never again happen to a sitting president or anybody else who is not deserving of retribution. Thank you to True Social for doing such an incredible job. Your growth is outstanding and future unlimited. So I don't think anything's going to happen to True Social, but they're hoping that if they can get him out of True Social, maybe to break his contract, try to get him onto Twitter, break his contract, they can get rid of True Social. And then in the end, I don't think it's going to happen on Twitter, but in the end, ban him once again. He'll have no platform to go to, maybe just Twitter, but we'll have to see how this all plays out. But I do believe they're trying to actually corner him or do something. Is it going to work? I don't believe so. But actually what's showing the people that Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, they were all wrong. They had really no right to do this. He didn't actually push an insurrection. He wasn't even involved. Actually, he told people, you know, to peacefully leave or peacefully go over to the White House. And everything that they talked about is completely wrong. They were actually instructed to do this. And we've known this from the Twitter files. And now people are seeing this. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. And this is going to be very interesting. Just like how it's very interesting how all of a sudden we had all these mass shooters. We had the ATF go after pistol braces. They're giving people 120 days. They're waiving the $200 tax stamp. But remember, in a lot of states, people aren't eligible for the $200 tax stamp. They can't even have SBRs in certain states. And I do believe in the end, this is all going to be deemed unconstitutional. And why do I say that? Well, this is coming out of American Greatness. And they broke it down and showed why that in the end, once again, everything that they're trying to do is completely unconstitutional. So let me read a portion of this so you understand where this is all going. So the question of whether a federal agency can use their powers to create felonies based on their divination of a citizen's intent for a future use of an otherwise legal product was never tested in court. It may turn out to be a complete overreach, but there is more basic flaw in the ATF rationale, and it lies in the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in District of Columbia versus Heller, which upheld an individual's right to own weapons for any legal use. The Second Amendment protects an individual's right to possess a firearm unconnected with service in a militia and to use the arm for traditionally lawful purposes such as self-defense within the home. Justice Antonin Scalia relied on the United States versus Miller ruling from 1939, which upheld the NFA's regulation of short-barreled weapons, stating that protected weapons must bear a reasonable relationship to the preservation or efficiency of a well-regulated militia. Miller concerned a sawed-off shotgun not bearing a relationship to militia use. Scalia noted the individual right was designed so that any citizen could own and bring to service in the militia a weapon suitable for use as an individual soldier. Today, that is what protects the AR-15 semi-automatic rifle and related weapons as they are in common use and essentially similar to a service rifle. But the most recent military rifle used by individual soldiers is the M4 carbine, which has a 14.5-inch barrel. That makes it a short barrel rifle. If the military is using SBRs, then the determinations in Miller and Heller that a weapon be in common use and suitable for the use in militia are satisfied. The ATF attempt to regulate them would be overturned and the NFA modified to acknowledge this reality. I'm pretty sure Justice Clarence Thomas already noticed that and is just waiting for the right lawsuit to come the court's way. And I do believe that all these different laws, the NFA, all of these are completely unconstitutional because you need to go back to the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment says you have the right to bear arms, any arms. It doesn't say, oh, by the way, if the ATF says this is the arm you can't have, that's the one you can't have. It says bear arms. They didn't say, you know, carry muskets, carry a rifle, carry a pistol. They said arms, which refers to any weapon, any type of ammunition. So once again, I do believe that all of this is completely unconstitutional. And I do believe that eventually we're going to see that, yes, everything that they've been pushing all this time. Remember, this is infiltration from within going back a long, long time ago, because their plan was always to remove the weapons from the people. They didn't want the people to have the weapons. They hate the Constitution and they've been trying over time. And they knew that if they just came out and did it back in 1930s or 40s or 50s, it wouldn't work. And here we are today, where now they're ramping it up like we've never seen before. Because why? They're running out of time. they realize they're completely off schedule. They were supposed to have all the weapons out of the people's hands back when Obama was president to bring us into war. This didn't happen. So now they're going into overdrive. Why are they going to overdrive? Because what are they trying to do? Well, they're trying to bring us into the Great Reset. Since they're trying to bring us into the Great Reset, into a new economic system, what are they going to do? They tried to use the pandemic. That failed. They're going to try to bring us into war. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. But look, the Logan County Sheriff's Office, they're saying, and this is in Oklahoma, they're saying they're not going to enforce the ATF's rule. And remember, this is a rule. It's not a law. ATF was not elected by we the people. Yes, they can make rules, but now they made a rule that makes someone a felon, which is then a law, isn't it? And the only people that can make laws are Congress, our legislatures. So this whole thing is completely unconstitutional from the very, very beginning. But look what's happening right now. You can see the deep state players, they're panicking over everything that they're seeing. They're making a huge move to get the weapons away from the people. And you can see this is all coming together right now. They're trying to bring us to war. Gates is saying there's another pandemic, a man-made pandemic coming our way. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. We have the World Economic Forum pushing a cyber attack, saying in the next 2 years. They're pulling out all the stops because Trump and the Patriots are exposing everything about them. Remember, when you see them trying to bring us to war, they're talking about cyber attacks, another pandemic, it doesn't mean that they're in control. They're using these things because they're losing control. And they're pushing all of it at the same time. And look what's happening out in Ukraine. Biden approved a tank transfer despite the Pentagon's plea to limit support for Ukraine. So Biden announced that, yes, we're going to be sending tanks over to Ukraine. Now, think about what he said back in March of 2022. Well, he compared the idea of sending offensive equipment for Ukraine to World War III. So is he telling us that he's starting World War III? The Pentagon was even out there saying, listen, don't do this right now. Now, I do believe this is exactly what they're trying to do. Now, Colonel Towner Watkins on True Social makes a very good point about the tanks. He says, so it's about 4 months training just to be a member of the crew. The crew is several people, and they're not all new at the same time. You have a common guy, munitions, navigator, and a driver at a minimum, and normally you can be rotated through those positions while most senior guy is tank commander. Who's translating all the manuals? How many Nazis are they going to import to the U.S. on top of all the militants here via southern border? Great invasion tactic. So how are they going to train these people? Have they been training these people? Well, what's very interesting coming out of the Defense Gov, they let us know that Ukrainian troops, they were headed to the U.S. for Patriot missile training. But what happens if they were also heading to the United States? Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of 5-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. For tank training at the same exact time, so they could be ready to try to start something. Now, having the tanks, they're also going to need air cover. So now we see Ukraine, they're actually saying, now we need F-16 fighter jets. We have the tanks, but now we need air cover. Now, remember, Ukraine is doing all of this because they're in the losing seat. They're not winning. The fake news is telling everyone they have the upper hand, really. Putin was on his deathbed. The soldiers that Putin put out there, they're deserting. The armed forces, they run out of fuel. They have no food. They can't keep this going. The economy is failing. Everything is fake. Putin is in complete and utter control of Ukraine. The deep state players are panicking. Actually, Colonel Douglas McGregor also confirms that Russia is in complete and utter total control, and Ukraine is limping along, and they are in trouble. The deep state is in trouble. And actually, a Putin spokesman says that the tanks from the West constitute a direct involvement in the Ukrainian war. So Colonel Doug McGregor, he gives a completely different perspective than what the fake news is giving about the status of the war in Ukraine. McGregor emphasizes that what the Western public are told about the war is not consistent with reality that is taking place on the ground in Ukraine. The term hybrid warfare, which includes the U.S. State Department pushing a very specific propaganda message to the media, eventually runs into the reality of actual war fighting on the ground that is far more conventional. The U.S.-led NATO alliance may be winning the narrative as outlined by the media. However, the Russians are winning the actual fighting on the ground in Ukraine. And are they really winning the narrative here in this country? I think people are starting to wake up and understand what's really going on. And they realize this is not a war that they want to be involved in. And this is why the people, when you ask them, you know, how do you care about the Ukraine war? Do you know what's going on there? No, they're concerned about the economy. They're concerned about their job. They're concerned about inflation. But I do believe this is all leading up to a scare event. We knew it was coming. We knew that they were going to try this. This was part of their 16-year plan. Remember, 8 years of Obama, and it was supposed to be 8 years of Clinton. Obama was supposed to set everything up, was supposed to remove all the weapons from the people. He was trying to get the UN's armed treaty passed. He was going to sign it. They were going to collect the weapons. Clinton was supposed to bring us to war. And without the people having weapons and the weapons taken away from the people, how was the country going to win, especially when they were actually depleting the U.S. armed forces? They wanted the United States to lose the war. So this was their 16-year plan. They're still trying to do this. I think Trump and the Patriots, they know this playbook. They knew exactly what they were going to do. And they're using this to their advantage. Now, do I believe Biden can bring troops into Ukraine? The big question is, why hasn't he done it yet? Why hasn't he used the orders that they used in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Syria, and everything else? Why aren't the troops there? Why aren't we fighting on the front lines there? Something else is stopping him. And I do believe it's Trump and the Patriots. Now, Trump, he put something out very interestingly on Truth Social. He said, and he did this all in caps, first come the tanks, then come the nukes. Get this crazy war ended now. So easy to do. Letting you know that this can be easily resolved. Now, does the deep state want this resolved? No. Does the central bank want this resolved? Absolutely not. Do the rhinos want this resolved? No. Who wants it resolved? Oh, wait, we the people of this country, we don't want a war. And Trump and the people that he's working with, they want this resolved. Do you think Trump is going to be stepping in as the peacekeeper? Yes, you're going to see on one side the warmongers, and on the other side, you're going to see the peacekeeper. And that reminds me of Post 521. This is January 13th, 2018. It says, I'm going to read the whole thing. We are fighting for life. We're fighting for good. We are at war. And in brackets, it's an at sign, which is an information war. Not everything will be clean. And that's all caps, by the way. And this is also caps. And scare is highlighted with brackets. Scare necessary event. Do you trust the military? Do you trust the chain of command? Have faith, we are in control. Patriots, Patriots Day, have faith, you were chosen for a reason. You're being provided the highest level of intel to ever be dropped publicly in the history of the world. Use it, protect and comfort those around you. Where we go one, we go all. So yes, I do believe we're going into that period of time where the deep state players, they're losing their grip on the people around the world. They're losing their grip on the narrative. They're losing their grip on almost everything. And now everything that they have done up to this point is being exposed and the people are learning the truth. And this is why Bill Gates is out there and he's warning Australia to prepare for the next pandemic, which could be man-made, he said, and far more brutal. Well, the first one was man-made. I think we all understand that right now. It was gain of function. So what is he talking about? So you basically what you're saying is you're going to try to make another one and try to use this. So we have a pandemic, which they're going to try to throw at us, because remember, they always project out there. They have a cyber attack, which they said is coming, and now they're trying to start a war. You think they're panicked? You think they're no longer in control? No, they're not, because the people are finding out quite a bit. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is they want to control the narrative, of course. They don't want people learning the truth. They don't want people learning the truth about COVID, the vaccines, and everything else. And out in California, they have this draconian law that shuts doctors up, which actually penalizes them if they go against the narrative of the fake news, of the fake doctors, and everything else like that. But a senior judge, William Shub, he issued a scathing order halting enforcement of California's new law that became effective January 1st, 2023, which authorized medical boards to discipline doctors, including the loss of medical licenses for providing misinformation on COVID treatment. And Judge Shub's order halts enforcement of the law, while a separate case brought by two groups of doctors challenging the law on First Amendment grounds proceeds in federal court. Judge William Shub said the measure's definition of misinformation was unconstitutionally vague under the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. So right now, that is on hold. But the other thing that's very interesting, and this is coming out of Project Veritas, we had this individual who was recorded, Jordan Tristan Walker, Pfizer Director of Research and Development Strategic Operations, admitting the pharma giant is exploring mutating COVID-19 via directed evolution so the company can continue to profit off of vaccines. He says, one of the things we're exploring is like, why don't we just mutate it, COVID, ourselves, so we could create, preemptively develop new vaccines? So we have to do that. And if we're going to do that, there's a risk of like, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutate an effing virus. But if we do it, we can make a huge amount of profit. So how are they doing it? Well, they put the virus in monkeys and we successfully cause them to keep infecting each other and we collect serial samples from them. So it sounds like gain of function, actually. And here we have a pharmaceutical company trying to create a mutated virus. Actually, isn't that what their vaccine does already? Doesn't it mutate COVID over and over and over and those people continually have COVID? It seems like they're doing it already. And this is actually very, very evil. And of course, the fake news is out there and they're being instructed, hey, shut this down. Actually, the Daily Mail, I do believe they had an article and it seems that someone told them, hey, get rid of that article. And then we had Newsweek out there. They're doing a fact check. Now, really think about this. There's a guy caught on camera who works for Pfizer who's talking about all these things. He's not making it up. He's saying that this is what they're looking into. We're researching this. And this could be a possibility. Now, instead of fact checking Project Veritas and this person, because what they fact checked is actually ridiculous, they said this is unverified. Don't you think the fake news should have said, holy crap, what is this? Instead of saying, okay, this is unverified, maybe they should investigate. Is the drug companies actually doing this? Is this for real? Let's actually investigate. Maybe all those people in Reuters and in Bloomberg, instead of doing ridiculous articles, maybe they should do heavy investigative reporting. And instead of fact-checking if what the guy's saying, because you know he is working for Pfizer, and he's telling you what they're planning to do, maybe you should actually set up a team and go after this and investigate Pfizer. Oh, wait, they can't do this because they're controlled. They pay for a lot of their advertising. Oh, that's right. So they're never, ever going to do this. And this is why the people of this country need alternative ways of learning the truth. And I think people are seeing this. But Ronny Jackson, who was chosen for the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic, he put out two truths, and I think they're very interesting, and the timing is very interesting of all this coming out. He says, I'm proud to announce that I've been chosen for the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. Every lie told to us by Fauci will be revealed. Every lie about the vaccine will be revealed. Every lie that was used to lock you down will be unearthed. We will reveal the truth. Be ready, Fauci. The American people are about to find out everything you did to this country during COVID. And it's not just Fauci. Wait until we see what comes out of this. We're going to learn quite a bit. And think about all these investigations that are going on right now. The people are going to start to learn what really happened. And remember, it's all the same players. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and I think every state should be doing this, all these drag shows that we're seeing where, and I don't even understand this, how parents are bringing their children to the drag shows. These drag shows should be just like strip clubs where children cannot enter. And out in Arkansas, the Senate votes to approve legislation that would classify drag performances as an adult-oriented business in the same way as a strip club and an escort service. And I think that's absolutely right. And I think every state should do this. Every state should have that law because, I mean, if parents are taking their children to a drag show, what's going to stop them from taking them to a strip club? I mean, really think about this. So these have to be considered on the same level as a strip club, and children should not be going to it. And we'll have to see how the other states react to this, but I do believe we're going to see a lot of states start to do this, and we could see Florida and many other states are already heading in that direction. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it has to do with the classified documents, and this is a very big issue right now, and everything is leading back to the National Archives. It's leading back to the Presidential Records Act, and now people are being educated on who can classify, who can declassify, who's responsible for all this. And I do believe this is all leading up to the declassification where the people can actually see these documents. And what's very interesting about this is that the National Archives, they're in focus right now. They have no clue who has what. And let me just tell you, if you go to a public library, you check out a book, they know exactly who has that book. Actually, they contact you saying, hey, by the way, you still have that book. Now, the National Archives, who's dealing with secured documents, classified documents, they have no clue what's going on. I mean, the corruption really runs deep, doesn't it? It tells you everything you need to know. And now they're in the spotlight. So the National Archives right now, they're asking former presidents and vice presidents to check their records for classified material. So wait a minute. This is a national security concern. And now they're going to all the presidents and vice presidents saying, hey, by the way, do you have any classified documents? You know, have you sold any to any, you know, foreign countries or Russians or anything like that, or Chinese or anyone? Let us know. Shouldn't they know this already? And now they're asking Barack Obama, Bush, Clinton, and actually, do you think they're going to say, hey, by the way, we have all of these. We shouldn't be having these. Hey, what about the classified information that's on Clinton's server? What about all that information that wasn't locked down? I mean, we're learning about this. What about Clinton's server where everyone had access to it? I mean, shouldn't this come back into the spotlight? I do believe this is leading up to that. But Tom Fitton, he put this out and he says, what a joke this has become. As we've told you so, they created new rules to abuse Trump, and now every former president and vice president face potential criminal liabilities under Biden DOJ's new interpretation of record laws. And you could see that they're very confused with all this because they don't know what to do because they're caught in their own narrative. And this is getting worse and worse for them every single day. But what is coming out of this is that the people of this country, they're learning about classified docs, who monitors them, who's allowed to declass and who's not. And as more and more info drips out, the public is going to demand to see these docs. Trump already declassed the docs. If we follow the rules, the people will be able to access all of these items in a couple of years. And I do believe this is what we're leading up to. And this is why people are learning about this. And this is not going to end here. This is going to continue on because I do believe we're going to find out information about Obama, Clinton, and the others. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. He said the following. Peter Baker writes in today's failing New York Times that Biden's errors on files blur Trump's case. That may be so, but perhaps in a different way than Peter, President Obama's biographer and biggest fan, had in mind. Politically, it has effectively let former President Trump off the hook. However, he states that Biden has cooperated with authorities while President Trump has not. This is just the opposite. We were dealing with NARA, adding extra locks at their request, etc., etc. And people are seeing this and people are understanding this. And as this information gets out, as the investigations happen, I do believe Durham is going to be coming online, not right now, I do believe probably in the summer later this year, which is going to start to really put all this together. We're going to see that these people are treasonous. These people are criminals. And yes, they're going to be building the case to get rid of Biden. And I do believe he'll probably in the end be taken out by the 25th Amendment, just like Trump said. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they plan for all this. They're bringing them down this path and they're following this path because they're setting them up. Why? Because it wakes the people up. Every step they make, everything that they do where it shines a light on them, it wakes more and more people up and it makes the people ask questions. I want to go back to post 626. This is January 27, 2018. And it says the following. Chatter exploding. Change of narrative will be required. In brackets, -4, -5. Public to awakening. Mass start. Sleeping pill rejected. See, once the people are awake, you can't put them back to sleep. So the sleeping pill is going to be rejected. People see things very, very differently when they're awake. Operation Mockingbird, failure. Fake to real. That's what we're seeing right now. Blind, now they can see 2020. They have 2020 vision. Kill chain, where we go one, we go all. And I do believe we're in the process of this because remember, in the end, you want the people awake. You want the people to understand who the players are. And it's not just a couple of people in DC. It's much, much deeper and wider than that. And guess what all of this is doing? It's bringing all of this together so you can see the CDC, you can see the FDA. Now you see NARA. Now you see the Presidential Records Act. Now you see what Biden has been doing with the classified information. Soon you're going to see Obama. Then they're going to bring up, hey, wait a minute, if this is all coming out about classified information, let's bring up what happened with Clinton and her email server, because this doesn't make sense then, because that was marked classified and that was in her house. And this is all going to start to come together. Remember, Durham already told and showed everyone that Clinton was behind the Alpha Bank hoax, then showed us that the FBI was using a fake dossier. All of this is going to be coming together. And everything that you see was always to what? Get rid of Trump. Get rid of him in the beginning, during his presidency. Then as the elections came, to get rid of him during the elections. They pulled out all the stops. And now with all these investigations going on, it's going to show that these people that were behind the Russia hoax, they were behind everything moving forward. And look at what they have done just to get rid of Trump, to try to keep control. They released a virus. They locked everyone down. They mandated vaccines. They introduced mail-in ballots. They did everything they possibly could to overthrow this government, to put in a puppet government. They did whatever they possibly could to get rid of Trump while he was in the White House. It's the same people. All of this is going to come crashing down on them, and it's building and building and building. And this is why they're so desperate. This is why they need the scare event. The scare event is war. The scare event is another pandemic. Scare event is the cyber attack. They're throwing everything that they have at we the people because they don't want this information out there. This is how panicked they are. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this. We've been told that there's going to be a scare event. It's necessary. But we have a chain of command. We have the military. We have them in control. And the people are waking up and the people are learning. And that's what's important here. Yes, you might know this information, but talk to some friends, talk to some family members. They're confused. They're just coming into the fold. But this is going to clear up as time goes on. And they're going to be able to say, holy crap, look what's been happening here. And yes, they're going to get angry in the beginning. Then they're going to ask a lot of questions. And then they're not going to believe what has been happening in this country. They think these are just all one-off things, but they're all connected. And this is what people are starting to learn. And this is going to be used against the deep state later on when the trials start, when the military steps in, because the people are going to be behind them. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the new year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking Multi-Collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or Silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of 5-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.